Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another rock star CyberBacker on the show. Mark, how are you doing today, dude?
Dude, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. How about you, Jello?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much for being on the show. We really appreciate your time. I know you have a lot of things to do, a lot of places to be, but we really appreciate your time being on the show. So what we wanted to do was just to get to know more about you, of course, and your journey so far here with CyberBacker. So first question, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Mark?
Well, I joined CyberBacker on the 29th of Feb. So that's every 4 years.
Wow. Gosh. 29th. Is that right?
Yep.
That lucky day.
Yep. My first day. Man.
29th of February. Now, also, we wanted to know more about you, specifically your background. What did you do before you got with CyberBacker?
No problem. I was a trainer before by profession. I've been a trainer for more than 10 years now in the BPO industry. So again, it takes me around 3 hours to go to work one way and 3 hours to go back. So that's my life for 10 years. I've never been in a work from home environment, to tell you honestly. This is my first time working from home.
Gosh. So really 10 years of the commute, the hassle of the commute every day then. Is that right?
Every day. Yep.
Gosh, imagine. If you don't mind me asking, where are you located in the Philippines? But of course, anywhere in the Philippines, traffic is really terrible, right?
Terrible. Yeah. I'm actually from Imus, Cavite. And traffic here is terrible every hour of every day.
So what did you do then, Cavite, to where was your office back then?
Ortigas. Cavite to Ortigas every day.
Hours of commute.
Hours of commute. Wasting time, man.
And then imagine, back and forth. You have to go to work, then go from work, then going home. That's a lot of hours that you waste on commute.
But 6 hours.
Good thing. Yeah. My gosh. 6 hours. Imagine that time that could have been spent maybe you resting on personal time or on your growth too, right?
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Now, talk to me more about your first experience then so far being a part of CyberBacker. How is it going so far?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Now, what I like about CyberBacker is the recruitment process is very seamless.
That's true.
Yeah. Can I shout out my recruiter, actually, Jim?
Of course.
Is very great when it comes to the recruitment process. It's a back and forth movement between me talking to her and her confirming everything to me. And that's so wonderful. Yeah. And also, I've never encountered a company when you actually meet and greet with a CEO. I love it. And the game show, it's very interactive. I love it too. This is my first company that has game show nonstop. I love it. But again, that's my experience with CyberBacker.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities for growth, of course, in CyberBacker, especially course, trainings, game show everywhere, meeting with Craig, our CEO every week. A lot of things to learn, of course. Now, how about the work environment, though? Because I know a lot of people, when I ask them about the work environment here in CyberBacker, sometimes it's a little similar to the BPO industry. Sometimes it's a little different than the BPO industry. But from your perspective, what does that look like?
From my perspective, it's completely different from the typical BPO setup. Like I mentioned, I was a trainer for 10 years. Now I'm part of the growth team. Now, again, this is also part of the leadership team where we create jobs for our CyberBacker because we talk to clients and I love it. Talking to clients, making sure that we're trained to do it. I'm part of the LMRE now, Local Market Research Expert. Now, before being a growth backer, there's a journey that we'll be going through. So again, first is local market research. It's just survey calls in total. But so far, when it comes to the BPO industry, it's completely different. Well, look at me. I'm all dressed up but I'm staying from home. I have my family with me, and that's awesome.
Gosh, wouldn't want to do that, right? Earning, saving in the comfort of your own home. No more commutes, right?
Yep, definitely.
Yes. Now, how about any success stories? I know it's been a journey for you here with Cyberbacker, but what's been, let's say, a success story that you can share with our listeners?
Well, to tell you honestly, we've just passed our initial assessment. That's the phone simulation, again, with local market research expert. Now, my team and I, so we are four in the group, and we adopted one person. So four horsemen, we're called the four horsemen. So shout out to my people back then. It's actually Savvy, Iroh, Alex, and we adopted Seska. So we practice every day and make sure that we are trained. And Romil, our boss, has been very supportive. And what we're doing is actually, it's all about making sure that we're ready to talk to clients. It's right there. Because again, talking to clients is something different for most people, right? They're afraid that, hey, you're talking to foreigners. And most Filipinos are afraid to talk to them. I don't know why. So I've encountered them before in my previous BPO, which is, I'm not going to say it. But again, I'm talking to clients. I'm making sure that we tour them from site to site and we engage with them. It's face-to-face with the clients. So that prepared me to talk to clients as if they're real people. And that's very important.
I think right there, I think that's a good way for you to get used to speaking with people who are not Filipino. I think that's a good way to get used to it. I think a lot of us aren't used to not just using English, because a lot of Filipinos, most Filipinos are well-versed when it comes to English. But I think it's just speaking with other nationalities. Other races. I think that's the only issue, though. But again, that's something that you will get used to, especially if you become a part of the growth team here in Cyberbacker. Now, more about the growth team then. I know it's only been a few weeks that you've been working with them. What do you like most about the growth division, and why should people be interested to be part of the growth division?
Great question, Jello. Well, to tell you honestly, this is where we create jobs for Cyberbackers. So this is the first step in making sure that we have our clients for our Cyberbackers. So here is one of the most crucial steps, wherein if not for growth, there won't be any jobs that we create. And I love that. We create jobs and opportunities for people, especially now. It's the Women's Month, right?
Yes,
it's for single mom and mothers out there. It's the best time to join Cyberbacker now.
Yes, definitely. Again, just being at home with family, being there, being able to save and earn while being at the comfort of your own home. So what are you guys waiting for? Become a Cyberbacker today. Now, one last question that I have for you. I know it's only been a short stint so far with Cyberbacker, but do you have any pieces of advice that you'd be able to share with upcoming Cyberbackers? Let's say new Cyberbackers, I mean, they're going through their, let's say, first day, their first week right now.
Again, my advice is to always ask questions. Never stop being curious. Make sure you have initiative. Always be better today than yesterday. That's it.
Right there. Growth mindset right there. Now, one last thing. I'm sure there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with us. So would you want to give them a quick shout out before we go?
Sure. No problem. Again, this is Savvy, Alex, Iroh, Seska, and my boss, Ramil. It's been awesome working with you guys. Also, the support people inside Cyberbacker. Well, these are my seniors, by the way. Shout out to everyone in the LMRE department. Hopefully, I'll join the Growth Apprentice and then Growth Backer soon. But thank you very much, Jello, for everything. I've enjoyed talking to you. I hope you enjoyed talking to me too.
Yeah, man. Really had a great time having you on the show. And of course, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about Cyberbacker, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, again, Mark, thank you for your time. I had fun talking to you today, man.
Thank you, Jalo. Amazing. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.